USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Protests in the wake of George Floyd's death are stretching into their second weekend, with Washington, D.C. seeing the city's largest demonstration since he was killed on Memorial Day in Minneapolis. Also in D.C., the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, had a message painted on the city street that leads to the White House, and it says, "Black Lives Matter," in large yellow letters that take up the entire street. Residents of Minneapolis and St. Paul are no longer under a curfew, and the state is planning to start sending state troopers and National Guard members back to their homes. And Philadelphia city leaders are getting ready for what is expected to be an even bigger Justice for George Floyd protest at the Art Museum. The National Guard and other law enforcement agencies are continuing to assist Philadelphia police. And a public viewing and private memorial service for George Floyd are being held in Rayford, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from Organa Hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The NYPD officer who was recorded pushing a woman to the ground in Brooklyn has been suspended without pay. Additionally, a supervisor who was on the scene has now been transferred. Each of these cases have been referred to the department advocate for disciplinary action. The woman, Danya Zayer, said the police officer knocked her phone out of her hand when she put her arms up to protect herself. He cursed at her, called her derogatory terms, and then shoved her. She had a seizure and a concussion after the incident. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a video statement saying, "We were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier who were protesting police brutality." The statement comes amid nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd, but also years of controversy when the NFL refused to support Colin Kaepernick and other players who knelt in protest over police brutality. In his minute and a half statement, Goodell did not mention Kaepernick by name, but he said the NFL will encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. Goodell also said without black players, there would be no National Football League. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There are new changes on how businesses can spend their payroll protection loans, and USA's Wendy King has the details.
President Trump signed a bill loosening restrictions on how small businesses can spend stimulus loans without having to pay them back. The legislation applies to the Paycheck Protection Program, part of a $2 trillion stimulus package that Trump signed in March. The legislation now allows businesses to spend the money over the course of 24 weeks instead of 8. It also allows more of the money to be spent on non-payroll expenses, from 25% to 40%.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser had Black Lives Matter painted on the street that leads directly to the White House, where protesters have been demonstrating following George Floyd's death in police custody.
We want to call attention today to making sure our nation is more fair and more just.
The mayor said that the people who painted it were all from the D.C. Public Works Department. President Donald Trump slammed Bowser Friday afternoon, tweeting, "The incompetent mayor of Washington, D.C., whose budget is totally out of control and constantly coming back to us for handouts, is now fighting with the National Guard, who saved her from great embarrassment." Bowser also tweeted later in the morning that that particular section of 16th Street has now been renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza. Get updates anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.